This afternoon will be a little different than what we would expect in a sermon from this point of view. We're going to talk about healing, or the lack thereof. We're going to talk about health, or the lack thereof. We're going to talk about time and circumstances and so forth. And so, any comments that you have, raise your hand so I can hit the pause button. You can ask your question or comment, then I'll repeat it, and then we'll go on from there, okay? So we can have whatever input you want and so forth. So let's, first of all, let's realize that in healing, there are many, many different things that are involved, especially today. Now, you sit down and you start thinking about what are the causes or the reasons for sickness that is also categorized in the Bible as sin. Not all sin is spiritual sin. There's a physical sin which you can do too. So here's what I've written down. You may have some other things that you want to add to it. So the reasons for sickness and sin: personal problems, personal sins, physical or spiritual. Then you can also have satanic or demonic. That can be a problem too. In today's world, we have the environment around us, don't we? We have the air, the water, the chemicals. And that could be expanded out to almost, you know, volumes and volumes. We also have the problem with the food supply. It's processed, chemical additives, have difficulties with that. There are also personal, you might say, personal things that people do, or personal products. Now, you look at makeup that women have, and a lot of it really comes from not too good of sources. Now, you also have some makeup today which is organic. And so I suppose that's fine, seeing as how I don't wear makeup except a little when I do video. That's about it. You can have chemicals and problems in soaps and shampoos and deodorants and mouthwash. You can open up your kitchen cabinet and you can see a lot of things in there that, you know, if you start asking, is it food or is it not food? And in the processing of food, even in your own home, you can take good food and destroy it if you cook it with a microwave. Because microwave heats in such a way that the food is really not food and you don't get the nutrients out of it the way that you should. Now, I've heard this several times, so I would assume it is a true report that a nurse took some blood in these little pouches, and in order to heat it up, she put it in a microwave for just a little bit, and it was rejected by the person. Now, I even heard one account that the person died. We also have genetically engineered food. I've heard accounts where someone took some corn cobs to give to some chickens, and the chickens wouldn't even peck at them because it was engineered food, genetically modified engineered food. So we have all of those things. Then we have these things come into our system. You can also have work environmental hazards. Now, you may work outdoors where there's a lot of smog. You may work in a factory where if you don't wear a mask, you can really get sick. Or how many have seen the series called Dirty Jobs? Okay, some of that's pretty hilarious. But, you know, think about working in a sewer and having to get in and clean out all the gunk. That could present a lot of different things. Okay, then we have problems with heredity, problems with the third and fourth generation. the sins to the third and fourth generation. I saw a program on, I think it was up in Sweden, where that it followed on the grandmother's side, every other generation, something happened to one of the boys. I forget what it was, but it was genetic. So you have that problem. Then you have various weaknesses. You also have a difficulty that some people are born blind, some people are born deaf. And look at the case with thalidomide babies. They were born without limbs or, you know, missing fingers and things like that. So you have all of those take place. Then another thing that is not spoken about very much is parasites. Worms. And they're very easily contracted. I saw the account the other day on Discovery Channel where a couple 6 years ago went to Kenya, where at Lake Victoria, they went swimming in the lake. He picked up the eggs of a parasite, and it didn't manifest itself for 6 years. And all of a sudden, he started coming down with these headaches and got sick and could hardly walk and was vomiting and all that sort of thing. And the doctor first made a wrong diagnosis, and what I found out with parasites, they make the wrong diagnosis. The family doctor makes the wrong diagnosis about 99% of the time. And when they finally did their investigation and did an MRI, they thought he had a brain tumor right back here in the cerebellum. So they went in and took a sample of it. And it was a parasite, a whole nest of parasitical worms in the back of the brain. So they didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to treat it. So they sent to the CDC, gave them the information where he had traveled 6 years previously. And then they sent him via the internet various pictures of different parasites, and there are literally millions of parasites. And they finally found out which one it was, finally treated him, and got rid of it. Then it showed other cases where the parasites came in, and two cases were because of unclean animals. One eating raw crawfish, as I mentioned this morning. And the other was a little child was playing in the playground. And then it came upon the child that it would sleep long every day and then longer and longer every day. And it finally got where the baby couldn't, it was, I think, about 18 months old. The baby couldn't sit up. And then the baby couldn't hold itself up. And then it would just lay back limp like this. And it was losing its sight, and they didn't know what to do. And they ran all kinds of tests. And the original diagnosis by the family doctor was not correct. And so they finally hit upon that it must be a parasite. Well, where did the parasite come from? So they found out the kind of parasite, and the parasite came from raccoons. Well, where did the child get something from a raccoon? Well, it was in the park where the child was playing on the ground. How did it get it? Well, the raccoons in their feces drop little feces around, and in the feces, in just 1 gram of feces the size of your little fingernail, it can have 26,000 seeds or eggs of these parasites, rather. And so the little child going along picked it up, put it in its mouth, and that's what happened. Another thing, too, you could with parasites, a lot of people have pets, and they have them in the house, and they treat them like people. You can get in trouble with that because pets can have parasites. So you have all of these things. So one thing that we can't always be sure of is the cause of it. But regardless of the cause, some sin, whether done voluntarily, involuntarily, by someone else, for example, how many of you have got the flu because you came around someone who had the flu and you shook their hand, didn't know it, and bam-o, you came down with the flu? They didn't know. You didn't know, but you came down with it. So there are many, many different things. We look into the more difficult diseases that are there, such as diabetes. Now, diabetes is a big problem because of all of the genetically engineered food, because of the sugars that we have, and because of high fructose corn syrup, because of all the sodas, all the pops, all the candies, all the things that people eat. Plus, you throw into it what are called excitotoxins, which the two main culprits of excitotoxins are MSG. How many here are allergic to MSG? Okay. And aspartame. Aspartame, an artificial sweetening. See, so a lot of these things can bring problems upon us that we don't even know. And once you begin to study and research, so I recommend that you study and research and get a lot of different books and read about health and diet and supplements and herbs and different things like that, because that's all important information for us to understand today. Because in the final analysis, even though we need the help of doctors and different kind of doctors at different times, it's up to us to take care of our bodies. It's up to us to take care of our health. Now, then you add on top of that, you add on top of that emotional problems which cause sickness, wrong thoughts which cause sickness, and even can cause diseases such as cancer or other severe things. So on healing, it presents a very difficult situation. Now let's ask a question concerning healing. Please do not equate healing with conversion or healing with salvation. Let's ask a question. How many thousands did Jesus heal? How many were converted? Well, we can take one example that Jesus himself brought out. Remember the 10 blind men? Oh, Lord, heal us. So he healed them and said, go your way, show yourself to the priest. Well, the Samaritan didn't do it. He came back and fell at Jesus' feet and said, thank you, Lord. And he said, were not 10 healed? Where are the other 9? Okay, they were healed. They retained their sight. But were they converted? No. So don't equate that in terms of salvation or conversion. And also, because there are difficulties with some sickness and disease, and people are not healed, do not equate that with a lack of faith. There may be other circumstances involved. It may be hereditary. It may be something they're totally unaware of. Maybe they're trying everything that they can do. Now, concerning cancer, there is a book out there called Outsmart Your Cancer, which is an excellent book. Let's see, you got that book, didn't you, Charlene? Yeah, it's the best. What it does, it covers all the different kinds of therapies, natural therapies for cancer, because not all natural therapies for cancer work for everyone, because you have different metabolisms, your ages are different, the severity of what you have is different, You see? So what may work for one person may not necessarily work for another person. So in putting together this book, I forget the author's name, but it gives 23 different natural therapies for cancer. And then you have another book there. What is it called, Charlene?
It's called German Cancer Therapies.
German Cancer Therapies.
It's off Amazon.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. And one good thing about the internet today, you can go on the internet and you can find for cancer, for diabetes, for obesity, for all of these things, you can go online and you can find lots and lots and lots of material to handle it physically. Now, not all things are physical sins, but you need to handle it. Now, like in some cases, when you really get deteriorated and you're struggling with a problem and you don't handle it correctly, like I did with my hips, I had a lower back that the chiropractor could not get in and it wouldn't stay in. And I couldn't keep going back to him. For a while there, I was going to the chiropractor 3 days a week and couldn't get it to stay in. And he didn't teach me one single exercise that I could do to strengthen my muscles in my abdomen and in my lower back so I could keep my lower back in. So I wore a wide lower back elastic back brace, and I had it on too tightly, and it cut off the blood supply to my hips, so my hips went down. Went right down bone on bone. So I've got two artificial hips. And you ought to see me when I go through the checkout to get on the airline. Beep. Have to go through all of those things. So I've gotten used to it, It's almost like that old ad they had on Southwest Airlines, where he was checked out and beep, still had to go through. So he went back and he took off some more clothes and beep, he took off some more clothes. And finally it showed him that obviously he was only in his underwear and it still went beep. So that's kind of where I am with these hips. And I even have to tell that when they're waving their wand, and they missed a hip, I said, it's right here. See? Now, if I didn't have these, just being strictly a physical thing and being my fault, the chiropractor's fault, they went down. So I had them replaced. This one here had to be redone the second time. And so since then, I'm taking care of my hips very carefully, like pure gold, because I don't want any more operations. But there are times when you need something like that. And doctors and accidents do tremendous things. And they can put together the body. They can even do plastic surgery. I think I mentioned this one time. You've heard of a cleft lip and palate, haven't you? Well, there was such a thing as a cleft face, and a doctor brought it and put it back together. It took quite a few operations and so forth. And when you saw the picture of this woman that way, you'd think, oh, how can anything be done with it? It's like having an axe split right in the front of your face. And how are you going to bring that back together? Well, he did. He did a magnificent job. So even though doctors make mistakes, chiropractors make mistakes, acupuncturists make mistakes, osteopaths make mistakes, because they're all human. You make mistakes with diet. You make mistakes with diet, with therapeutic diets, etc., etc. You have successes with them, on the other hand. And so we have to keep all of these things in balance when we are talking about disease and the causes of it. So let's look at a couple of other things here before we get into it. One comment back here. Hold on. Comment was made that there are many cancer cures, and you can go to cancertutor.com and you can find a lot about it. Now, I saw a picture of lung cancer, where they went down with a camera and looked in the lungs. You know what it looked like? Fungus. And cancer, I from what I understand, is generally a fungus. Is that correct? Okay. Comment was made about alkalizing the body, especially with baking soda. Now, I know of people who have done that who have not been healed. There are other causes that need to be addressed as well. So we'll talk about that in a bit. Okay, good comment. Comment was made that cancers can come from parasites. True. Huldah Clark's books seem to verify that. And just using innocent things like alcohol-based facial mouthwash puts the propyl alcohol into the system, which then facilitates the development of the eggs of parasites. Okay, I got it. Okay, the comment was further elaborated that viruses can cause cancer. That is true. And also the results of vaccinations because of the chemicals and things that they put in there can also lead to a susceptibility to cancer. And also because of the mercury that they put in there, and mercury and nickel, those two metals, and lithium, by the way, and lithium, I wonder what we're going to find out with all of these green cars when you're sitting on lithium batteries and you've got this magnetic field around you from the batteries and everything. Wonder what that is going to do. They also suspect that cell phones may add to brain cancer and things like that. So in this modern life, we have a lot of things that come around. So you can't say, oh, you got cancer because of this. Well, you don't know what that person has gone through. You don't know their family heredity. You don't know their family background. You don't know their mental and emotional makeup. Cancer is a very complicated and problematic thing. There is no one silver bullet which will kill cancer for everybody, because everybody's body has gone through different things. Good comment. Comment was made concerning high fructose that one time they paid to have a company come in and eliminate everything in a grocery store on their shelves that had high fructose corn syrup, which then is ethanol, really. Okay? And it took out more than a third of the store and 90% of the prepared cereals. Oatmeal with honey and butter and a little cream is the best. So you need to run your own experiments. And that when they make the corn syrup, it has a lot of fungus in it, and traces of that stays in the high fructose corn syrup. So you bring the fungus into your system, and that demands more sugar to feed it. And it's the same way with when you take aspartame, since aspartame is a very high powerful protein. When you take aspartame, your body craves carbohydrates, and what happens with that? Then you eat more and more carbohydrates, and you tend to get bigger and bigger, just like with the corn fructose syrup, and you develop diabetes, even though you are supposedly sugar-free with aspartame. Let me get that. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, okay, I got it. Okay, when you take aspartame and artificial sweeteners, they become acids in the system, formaldehyde, and what's the other one?
Wood alcohol.
And that gets the body all out of balance and paves the way for other sickness. Now, When you do this over a period of years, year after year after year after year, you're steadily taking down your body's resistance and the immune system. Misunderstand me. Okay. Why do I say that every sickness is a sin? By that, I don't mean that you have sinned. That means that a sin has taken place in your body, whether physical, like the man swimming in Lake Victoria, just innocently, and the parasites entered into his system. That was a physical sin, which manifested itself later. He didn't go out and break the Ten Commandments necessarily. I don't know what his standing was before God. But nevertheless, all sickness is some kind of sin because a law has been broken. Whether it's a physical law or a spiritual law, whether it was done by the individual who came down with the sickness, or whether contracted it from someone else, or from, in the case of parasites, from the water, or from the food, or from the pet, or whatever. Okay. Question is, how could there be a physical sin associated with a man swimming in Lake Victoria? The curse of the land because of the sins of the people in general, and he was there on vacation visiting. So it came upon him, which resulted in a sin against his body. You can't say that it was not sin because it went against the laws of his body, but that is not a spiritual sin unto losing salvation if he was ever called of God. Physical sin. See, that's what I'm trying to distinguish. All sickness is sin, physical or spiritual or satanic. Yes, I've read that too. Comment was made, the origin of aspartame was they were developing ant poison to get rid of ants. And if you want to get rid of ants in the house, you can sprinkle out some aspartame and that'll take care of them. But they couldn't make enough money selling it as ant killers, so they sold it as people killers. Okay. Yes. 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 Okay. Yeah. Speaking of high fructose corn syrup and aspartame and soda, let me ask the question. What did the world do before those were invented? They got along without them. So if you don't use them, it's no big sacrifice. Hey? Good comment. Comment was made that many of these things that affect our food lie right at the giant corporations in the world that are making money. All right. Now, let's cover some other things then, which get into the emotional and mental aspect of things. Addictions. Addictions to alcohol, drugs, or prescription drugs. Also, sexual sins and sexually transmitted diseases. Since half of the female population of the young females today have contracted chlamydia. Half. There are going to be some tremendous things coming down in the future because of those sins. Because sexually transmitted diseases stay with you and leave an effect with you like a scar. Like if you cut yourself and it heals, there's a scar. With sexual diseases, there's a mental scar, there's an emotional scar, there's a physical scar, and that is compounded with sexually transmitted diseases. So we're going to see in the future there's going to be a lot of problems that are going to happen. And then you also have problems of lust, obsessions, pornography, fetishes. All of those things enter into mental and emotional things which can lead to sickness and disease or mental disruptions. So our whole modern lifestyle is really, really quite a situation that we have to deal with. Now, we know those who have been fighting cancer. Jim Hiles has done very well. He is cancer-free. He is, I think he's 79 now. And he's been very diligent with his diet. He's followed various aspects of different diets combined as he's learned how to take care of himself. And he's tried to pass that on to others. We know that even a couple brethren right here are suffering from the affliction of cancer and are trying to do what they can do, you see. And also, we'll talk about some of the mental and emotional things that tie in that a little later here. Okay. Now, let's look at the doctors for just a minute. They're MDs, they're naturopaths, osteopaths, acupuncture, Chinese herbs. There are also various different things you can do to detoxify the body, and all of those together. So healing and overcoming sickness becomes quite a vast subject indeed. So let's see if we can narrow down some of this so we can make some sense out of it and that we can begin to understand what we need to do. Now, first of all, let's come to Exodus 15 and verse 26, relationship to God. Exodus 15. Let's see the event here. This tells us several things, even associated with God healing us. And then we'll look at Deuteronomy 28, and then you will understand why all the things that are coming upon us with the sickness and diseases that we have amount to some kind of sin or other, whether it is personal sin, family sin, community sin, national sin, whatever. Okay. Exodus 15, verse 23. When they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah because it was bitter. Therefore, the name of the place was called Marah, and the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. I want you to pay attention to that. And when he had cast it into the waters were made sweet. So this tells us there are some physical things that we need to do. This ties in with Psalm 104, where it says that herbs are given for the service of man. Now, a lot of people say, well, any use of herbs is what do they call that? So as we see here in Exodus 15, verses 25 through 27, that God expected them to do something physical. That ties in with the use of herbs, Psalm 104. Waters became sweet. He made a law with them saying that if you diligently do what I ask you to do, let's go to Deuteronomy 28, please, then he will put none of the diseases upon you which he put upon the Egyptians. Now let's understand something. If you eat modified, genetically modified foods, you are ingesting sin into your system. Physical sin. Now, maybe your body will be strong enough to handle it for a while, but when will it come to a tipping point that it won't? So we're kind of stuck. How many foods are out there that are genetically modified? Too many. You know, the tomato sauce you get, have you ever seen those trucks carrying big high loads of tomatoes to the tomato factory to make into the various tomato products. They're the Romano tomatoes. They're very tough. Well, they engineered them to be tough so they could put tons upon each other and not squash them. See? Now, how that affects the tomato, I don't know. But then when they get it, what do? Well, they put in corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup. So there you have it. And then just take a pizza. Pizza tastes good, doesn't it? Okay? But what do you have? You can have artificial cheese. You can have unclean foods on it. You can have the pizza sauce on it, which has all the things in it that I just mentioned. And it's made with a lot of wheat gluten that is really just something else and hard for the system. And yet you eat it and it tastes so good. And then, you know, it really doesn't do your body that much good. You might as well send the pizza back and eat the cardboard box it came in, you know. All right. Now, Deuteronomy 28. Here's what's wrong with us. Everyone wants the blessings. Let's start out here in verse 1. Everyone wants the blessings in spite of what they do. But verse 1 it says, "And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God to observe and do all his commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations." Then all the blessings would come. Blessings of the land, blessings of the body, blessings of the offspring, blessing of your livestock, blessing of your basket in store. You'll be blessed when you come in. You'll be blessed when you go out and when you have war, as it says in Leviticus 26. Five of you shall chase 100 and 100 of you shall chase 1,000. Now, let's come here to verse 14. "And you shall not go aside from the words which I command you today to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods to serve them." And not only other gods, but you can put in there, what is the god of the scientists? Genetically engineered food. Genetically modified this, modified that. Okay? Now, verse 15. "And it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to observe to do all his commandments and statutes which I command you today, all these curses shall come upon you. Cursed in the city, cursed in your field, cursed in the basket in store, cursed the fruit of your womb, genetic inheritance and problems, the fruit of your land, increase of your livestock and flocks, cursed shall you be when you come in, cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall send upon you cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do until you are destroyed, until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings by which you have forsaken me." Now, living in a land where those things are going the way they're going, we suffer secondarily from all of these things, don't we? Yes. So let's look at it this way. Contrary to what people think, there is no such thing as a sin in isolation that does not affect someone else. If it affects you directly, and your attitude changes and everything like this, and you sin, it affects everything, it affects your family, it affects you, it affects your children. Now let's look at one example. Currently in the news, a famous golfer, Tiger Woods. People never ask the question, when his game started going down, what happened to him? Now we know. Did that sin affect the whole family? Yes. Did that sin affect the whole nation? Yes. So always remember, no such thing as a sin in isolation. Did David's sin with Bathsheba affect everything in Israel? Yes. Did it affect his immediate family? Yes. See? So there we have all of these things that are upon us. Now notice, let's come here to verse 27. Compare that with what we read in Exodus 15. And the Lord will strike you with the boils of Egypt, and with the hemorrhoids, with the scab, with the itch, of which you cannot be healed. The Lord shall strike you with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. You shall grope at noonday, as the blind gropes in darkness, and you shall not prosper in your ways, but you shall always be pressed down and spoiled forever, and no man shall save you. That's what we see happening right here in America today. All of these different diseases. Come up here just a few more verses. Let's come here to verse 22. The Lord shall strike you with lung disease and with a fever, with an inflammation, with an extreme burning, with the sword, with blasting, with mildew, and they shall pursue you until you perish. That's why it's not health care, stupid. It's God. That's what it is. This nation and our people are suffering under tremendous curses, and unless there's some repentance by them, there's not going to be a holding back of it. We need to understand that. And a lot of the things that we go through, we are suffering secondarily because of what's going on. Now, we can help eliminate as much of that as possible, where especially here in California, we can get organic food, we can get organic milk, we can get the various things that are not processed. Okay. Now, obviously, this is a vast subject. Let's go ahead and take a little break here.